USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. Former President Trump is urging Republicans to dig their heels in on debt limit discussions as negotiations pause over disagreements. He wrote on his social media platform Truth Social that, quote, Republicans should not make a deal on the debt ceiling unless they get everything they want. He said that's the way Democrats have dealt with Republicans in the past. One of the NFL's all-time greats, a civil rights activist and an actor, Jim Brown, has died. The Hall of Famer retired after 9 years playing with the Cleveland Browns in the 1950s and 60s. Former sportscaster Jim Gray shares his reflections.
He was a legend, and he was just a bigger-than-life guy. Perhaps the greatest football player ever, still renowned as that.
Brown led the league in rushing 8 times and was named MVP on 3 different occasions. Jim Brown was 87. 2 recent incidents have a common component, ignorance about the status of Puerto Rico.
In New Orleans, a Hertz staffer refused to rent a car to a man with a reservation because he presented a driver's license from Puerto Rico. The staffer insisted the man also show a passport. In Los Angeles, a family was told by a Spirit Airlines worker everyone would have to show their passports to fly from L.A. to Puerto Rico. The fact is this, Puerto Rico is not a foreign country, it's a U.S. territory. Its citizens are U.S. citizens, and their driver's licenses are as valid for ID as any other state license. Eventually, Hertz and Spirit apologized for their workers. I'm Richard Johnson.
American Airlines has reached a deal with its pilots union after months of negotiations. The Allied Pilots Association announced on Friday that they have reached in principle a 4-year collective bargaining contract. Stocks ended the week on a down note. The Dow Jones lost 109 points to close at 33,426. This is USA News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
Well, it's a patented key ingredient called Testofen. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. It's backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text PRIDE to 321321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text PRIDE to 321321. That's PRIDE to 321321.
Senator Tim Scott is filing to run for president in 2024. It comes ahead of an announcement that's expected to happen Monday in South Carolina. He launched a presidential exploratory committee last month. The alleged Pentagon leaker will remain in custody as he awaits trial. A federal judge in Massachusetts ordered National Air Guardsman Jack Teixeira to be held in custody without bail today. Prosecutors argued Teixeira is a flight risk, while defense attorneys had asked that their client be released and allowed to stay at his father's home. A new study is ranking Texas number one in something that is nothing to be proud of.
According to the survey from Forbes Advisor, the Lone Star State has the worst drivers in the country. The report says Texas is in the top 3 in fatal crashes involving a drunk driver, a drowsy driver, or a driver that is going the wrong way. 2 of Texas's neighbors are also on the top 5 of the worst drivers list. Louisiana's ranked 2nd. Oklahoma, 4th. I'm Dave Collins.
Chick-fil-A's first restaurant is closing this weekend. The Atlanta location in the food court of the Greenbrier Mall will serve its last food on Saturday. From fast food to Fast X, it's predicted to make $60 million in its opening weekend. The 10th installment of the Fast and Furious franchise is also expected to unseat Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 for the top spot across the U.S. and Canada this weekend. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.